Dragonfly Hospice. They say a sitting meditation might calm my irritation, and I want to take the high road, but man, it's such a slow road doing right by the ones who've done me harm. Tearing down my fences might clarify my senses, but sitting still just feels too hard. I'm pacing in my room like a big cat, a tiger trapped in her own mad, so I pick up a broom, start to sweep out the sadness and the dust. There's a dragonfly laying on the hard floor, must have come in through that hole in the screen door. He's stuck inside, staring out at the blue sky, one wing's busted. And I know that dragonflies feed while they're flying, looks like this one's dying. So I lift him gently from the sill and cradle him in an abalone shell. We walk on down to the little pond where his friends are all zipping round. I sit down on a mossy log and lift my face up to the sun. Soon I'm dancing like the dragonflies, do-si-do-ing my fears away. We're catching every little warm ray. And maybe it's not meditation, seems like this might be my way to pray. Fear of retribution never led to a solution. It's when I witness all this beauty that I fly and feed my soul. You see, my mind only slows when I'm spinning, when I stop worrying if I'm winning, and forget I'm getting old. So we hover near this little pond, and my little dragonfly's soul gets a move on. His brief life's ended, so I set him in the soft mud. Maybe he'll be resurrected in the flood. But me, I'm dancing with his brothers. We're tripping around the clover, nurturing our insides, drinking in the sunshine, having such a sweet time while we can.